Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tamura Daf Ches, Tamura 8a, pagination is 15. We'll start with the last word on the line, three lines up from the wide line. The word is Kohenes. And in doing this slightly complex case, we will be revisiting some concepts that we've done, including in Bechoros, two mesechtas ago. So the case is like this, intriguing but quite unfortunate. Kohenes shenis arva velada bevlad shivchasa. A Kohenes, the wife of a Kohen, that child got mixed up with the child of her non-Jewish maidservant. The two of them go into labor, same time, perhaps it's dark, whatever the situation is, and the babies get mixed up. And we therefore don't know which child is of which lineage. Now, there are two complexities over here. One complexity is simply, one is a Jewish free person, and one of them is a slave. In addition to that, there's the Kohen status that needs to be discussed, that the one with regular good yichus, the regular Jew, is not only a Jew, but he's also a Kohen, because he's born from this woman who's married to a Kohen. Now, a third consideration is going to emerge on some level to resolve this, in that the two of them are both able to eat teruma. One of them because he's a Kohen, and one of them because he's the slave of a Kohen. So they're both able to eat teruma. But it's a very unacceptable situation for two people walking around. Very nice, they know that they're both able to eat teruma, but not to know which one is a free man, which one is a slave. The first item that the Brisa is going to address, as Rashi explains it, is who are they going to marry? And therefore, the Brisa tells us, Kohenesh and Isarva Veloda Bevlad Shevchasa, this confusion, Higdilu, when they get old enough to be able to take action, Hataruvas, this mixture, Meshachrim Ze'eze, they're going to free one another. So each of them is going to write, if I'm the master and you're the slave, behold, you are now free. And the other one will do the same. Says Rashi, v'yumutarim shneim bevas Yisrael, and in this way, they'll both be permitted to marry a regular Jewish woman. To have them unable to marry, because they don't know for sure who they are, is an unacceptable situation. And therefore, that has to be corrected. The Brisa continues and tells us that until that freeing act takes place, V'chokim chilek echad al hagoren, Ushneim ochlim batruma, they're both going to be able to eat teruma. V'chokim chilek echad al hagoren, and they're going to be able to collect together by the granary the portion that is due to a Kohen. B'choron yiru ad sheyistoavu. And either one of them, if they have a bechor, a firstborn animal, that's supposed to go to the Kohen, and in the time of the Beis HaMikdash be brought as a Karban, or if it's not going to be brought as a Karban, like nowadays, we wait at Sheyistuavu until it gets a mum, until it gets blemished, so it's invalid for the Mizbeach, and therefore it would be allowed to be used by the Kohen. So Bechoron, their firstborn animal, Yiruat Sheyistuavu, is going to graze until it gets a mum. V'yochlo b'mumon, and it will be able to be eaten once it has the blemish, and you'll see the Zion puts you in the Shita Mekubetzes that says Lebailim, to the owner. The owner will be able to eat it. The Gemara wonders, B'mayaskinan, what's the case over here? Ilema bezmanaze, if we're talking in our time, Maishna didona, Maishna didhu. What's the difference? Who owns the animal? Animals generally, firstborn animals, are going to be eaten only after they get a mum. And the Gemara answers that this particular scenario of Bechor was purposely chosen to illustrate the straddling of the fence regarding these two children, now adults, how to handle it all. Because the one that was a slave and is now free, so he's a Yisrael, a regular Jew, he's not a Kohen. Now that he's free, he can't eat Terumah, for example, and his Bechor is going to go to a Kohen. But we're not sure which one that is. And therefore, we have this rule that we're going to wait for the mum, but once it gets the mum, once it gets the blemish, it's going to be eaten by the bailim, by the owner. He's not going to have to give it to the kohen. Inu kevon de'ikabu miktsas kohen, mafka leila kohanim. Since he has some status of possibly being a kohen, the Kohen is not going to get the animal from either of them. As Rashi explains, the Chochad v'chad omer l'Kohen, each one can tell the Kohen, ani Kohen, I might be the Kohen, I can argue I'm the Kohen, u'b'chor ani ochlenu, and therefore once it gets a mum, I myself can eat it. The kevin d'nafal bo mum, once it gets a mum, ein bo illa iser gezel. It's no longer an issue of the Beis HaMikdash, it's only an iser of finances. V'hacha iser gezel nami leka, Rashi concludes. And over here, there's no financial issue either. The shema ze kohen, because indeed he might be a kohen, v'zacha bo, and he's entitled to keep it for himself, once it gets a mum. And when it comes to finances, unless someone knows better, you're allowed to keep it. You're allowed to argue. You can't extract it from me unless you can prove I'm not a Kohen. And therefore, we have a number of fascinating rulings regarding this unfortunate case of the mixing of the children. On the one hand, while the slave status still exists, they can both eat teruma, either because he's a Kohen or because he's a slave of a Kohen. Once we do the act of freeing, which has to be done, because otherwise how can they marry? They will indeed be now permitted to marry. And as far as the Bechor goes, the firstborn animal, they're indeed going to have to wait for a mum, because that's what we do in our time. But once it gets the mum, they can keep it for themselves, because at that point they can argue that they might be a Kohen. Each of them respectively would argue as such, and therefore the Kohen cannot extract from them. Yashar Koach. Thank you for joining.